So, Brandon, a violent storm near Brooks caused major damage Wednesday night, knocking down power lines and trapping a family in a vehicle under a live wire. Now, Environment Canada had issued warnings for the area throughout the afternoon, and they were tracking a fast-moving supercell capable of causing severe damage. So, Brandon, what exactly happened last night?
Yeah, this nasty supercell rolled in, actually developed just south of High River yesterday afternoon and tracked its way through Vulcan County into the county mule. And this thing was moving at 80 kilometers an hour. And the storm itself produced damaging winds. Some areas saw in excess of 150 kilometer an hour wind gusts, along with toonie and golf ball size hail. So that caused some major damage in the area yesterday.
Oh my goodness. So, of course, summer isn't over yet. Storm season isn't over yet. How can people possibly prepare, which I know is easier said than done, for a storm that could be possibly coming our way in the future?
Yes, always have a plan in place to be prepared for that matter. Always have an insurance, your insurance as well. As I know, that's going to be a big thing today in our area, is that insurance companies are going to get called up today because of the damage that has occurred. And this is kind of the same deal as what we saw a couple of years ago in Calgary with that major hailstorm as well. This storm almost similar, but a lot faster. Anyways, always good to be prepared for any type of active weather. When thunder roars, it's time to go indoors, you know. Yeah, especially here in Alberta. We're in Hail Alley here, so we could easily get many more of these hailstorms in the future as well. Small, very large hailstorms and damaging winds and tornadoes as well. So it's, yeah, always good to be prepared.
Always good to be prepared. So, Brandon, what is the rest of this week and into the weekend looking like?
Oh, so much quieter, I'd say. Lots of sunshine and a lot of heat coming our way. Oh, yes.